Yeah, so I didn't really know I was part of the LGBTQ or gay. I'm a lesbian. But I didn't know I was until about sixth grade. And even then, I was a very devoted Christian. And as soon as I found out, I was like, ooh, this is bad. I'm just going to ignore it. But growing up, as far as just from then and now, it was hard. But thankfully, I have amazing parents. My mom's still having a hard time with it. My dad is much more accepting than I thought he was going to be. But the overall experience was, you know, rough around the edges. It's a little different compared to some states up north where they're more comfortable with that kind of idea. But I'm very thankful that I had people around me that loved me no matter what I identified as, or even if I was part of the LGBTQ community.
But I'm curious, what do you feel like is the best part of being a member of that community?
Probably the best part is just, in general, the love that everyone feels for each other, the acceptance, just the variety as well. The LGBTQ community, in my opinion, is really good about just accepting anyone for their hobbies or just for the way they live, like trans, for example, whether you're gay or anything. Like, some of the best friends I've ever had I've met through the LGBT community. They're some of the nicest people I've ever had the opportunity to interact with, being part of it as well.
I'm curious about, you know, your own personal definition of pride, right? What does that mean specifically?
Personally, I think it means just going out there and being true to yourself, not having to hide who you are. For a very long time, I did that. And the fact that I can, you know, I'm out now and I'm able to express myself the way I want to, it makes me very happy. And for the first time in my life, ever since I did come out, I've really just been the healthiest I've been. I've struggled with mental health a lot throughout the years. But as soon as I came out and I was who I'm meant to be, it really just opened up a whole new life to me as well.
I'm guessing pride is really important to me.
It is. Not having to hide that part of myself from my family anymore or anybody.
And do you feel like it's important for you in Louisiana specifically? Because you talked about how this area is not as accepting as up north.
Yeah.
So do you feel like it's really important, especially down south?
Yeah, with Louisiana, we've actually come a long way. In my opinion, we're probably the most progressive state right now in the South in some ways. Like, I know Texas and Florida right now are very much having kind of their political issues for the laws they're passing. And I'm thankful that just some of the stuff going on there hasn't really made its way to Louisiana yet. And I feel like Louisiana's trying its best to start become progressive and more accepting. And so this event itself is proof of that. Like, I've only ever seen two protests so far, two people that were here, and that's it.
Two is a good number, especially like that. And, you know, you talk a lot about how this area, say Louisiana, is probably the most progressive. I'm curious if you can feel like you've seen a difference in the way that LGBTQ individuals are treated today, you know, in the South, primarily in Louisiana, than you did when you were maybe younger growing up.
Definitely a big difference. My mom used to always say, and that's part of the reason why whenever I was younger and I did realize that, why I was so scared to come out. It's because my mom was a very big advocate of it's wrong, it's not right. My family, they from the very get-go, they were like, it's wrong, it's sinful, there's nothing you could do if you're part of that community to save, you know, your soul or whatever. But as far as like coming from then to now, I think a lot more people are open-minded. They're doing research. They're realizing that it's not really as big as a thing as they thought it was. I feel like a lot of people, especially like some of my family, they thought it was just a sexual thing. And now that like some of their family members, including me, is part of the LGBT community, they realize now that it's not just about that. It's about so much more than that.
But, you know, I hate to shift to a darker tone, but, you know, how do you feel about the recent political attacks on the community, everything from book bans to, you know, transgender individuals in sports? How do you feel about the recent attacks on the community?
I mean, it's a lot. I'm trying to be more active in the community. Since I came out, I've been trying to put myself in voting and participate more in those kinds of things, because I really do feel like we're going down, or at least other states. I know it could come to us as quickly as it came to them, it's a really dark time right now. I see people on TikTok. I've even had, I have a trans friend that lives in Texas, and they were talking about, like, they might have to move because of all the things going on right now, and it's scary. And, like, I love Florida, don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful place, right. But I'm scared to go now just because of the fact that all the stuff going on, like, I've heard so much rumors, but I really can't tell what's true and what's not right now, just because of all the scary things coming in and out of it. It is a dark time for us, but I think our community is strong and we love each other. So as long as we stay together and we fight for what we want and we try to stay as positive and peaceful as possible in some situations, I think we're really just going to push those things to where we really need them to go.
Now, what about queer spaces here, specifically in Lafayette? What has your experience been like in terms of finding those spaces and being a part of those spaces?
So, like I said, I moved here maybe about a year ago to Lafayette, and here in Lafayette, it's honestly probably one of the better places I've come to know the LGBTQ. Bolt is one of probably the very first places I went that was very friendly in that aspect, and just Main Street in general. I love the community here. It's amazing, and they've opened up a lot of things to me that makes me feel more comfortable in who I am.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. I'm curious about, when we talk about schools and institutions, you know, have you seen any support from those sort of institutions?
From the schools? I know I'm actually engaged. I have a fiance. She's amazing. She went to one of the colleges here. I forget which one. LSU, I think. And she was able to actually, like, have a bunch of community and stuff. I think at one point there was even a club, and she felt very welcomed in that safe space. And she met a bunch of friends that were part of the LGBT community as well. I think they're doing pretty well, but like I said, there's always room for improvement just because there's going to be people on both sides.
Before we close, I just want to know, what is your hope for the future of the community, especially here in Lafayette, but in general, in Louisiana as a whole?
Yeah, just acceptance. Like, people not jumping to conclusions about what LGBTQ is and what we're part of. Just know that, you know, LGBTQ community in general, we speak love. All we want is to be accepted, and all we really want is just to be part of Louisiana's culture, you know? And I love Louisiana. It's something that I grew up very proud of. My grandpa, he's very proud Cajun. And it just would warm my heart if the LGBT community was more accepted. And it's getting there, but we still have our struggles. And I just hope that in the future, we'll be able to pursue more things, and it'll be a safer place for everybody.
Well, I hope so too. Thank you so much.